Greetings, Assemblyites. I know if we were together in person, I would be seeing many familiar faces and many new faces as well. It's hard to believe that it's nearly 8 years since John and I began worshiping with the sprout from Assembly and Faith that became Open Table Mennonite Fellowship. I bring you greetings from them. Before the pandemic, I would have invited anyone curious about our contemplative house church style worship to join us at Faith House some Sunday morning for worship and a meal together. These days, of course, we're meeting by Zoom and there's no meal, but you are still very welcome to come visit. The Summer Worship Committee invited me to share with you the story about my encounter with a small thing, a very small thing, a grain of sand, and the way that I have been praying and playing with that encounter the past couple years. It started with a daily email from the Center for Action and Contemplation offering a guided meditation that was supposed to move readers to the experiential level of the heart. That sounded good, so I read on. Imagine you are out walking on the beach, and God says, "Go ahead, pick a grain of sand, any grain." Perfect, I thought. We're getting ready for a day's outing to Lake Michigan. I don't have to just imagine walking on the beach. I'll be doing it. This is wonderful timing. It must be meant. So we get to our favorite small county beach and settle in, spreading out our beach towels, relaxing with the rhythm of waves washing in and out. I scoop up a handful of sand and let it trickle through my fingers, feeling the sand's warmth and grittiness. I examine the sand left in my palm, watching the sunlight sparkle on the tiny sand-colored grains. I choose one to focus on and start into the meditation. I quickly discover that it has too many words and too many complicated concepts. It sends me to a very head-centered confusion, not the heart-centered experience I was hoping for. So I brush the sand from my hands and let the words go. I revert to my usual meditative beach practice of strolling along the water's edge, looking for bits of beach glass and shells, and picking up stones that catch my eye. Later, at home, cleaning up and putting things away, I start to shake the sand out of my beach shoes, and I pause. Maybe there is something to return to in that meditation. I don't get it. It's too complicated, but still, there's a nudge here. I shake a tablespoonful of sand from my shoe into a small dish, add a heart-shaped sandstone I picked up that day, and I set it on my desk for safekeeping. Near the time of that trip to the beach, I had been reading the book Lectio Matters by Mary Margaret Funk, a Benedictine sister. Lectio, or Lectio Divina, is Latin for divine reading. Funk describes it as the ancient practice of dwelling deeply with a revelatory text, listening with the ear of the heart, and encountering God by lingering with the text through logical study, engaging it with intuitive aesthetic senses, heeding the personal invitations we receive, and abiding in wordless contemplation. Traditionally, Lectio is a short, solitary, daily prayer practice using a few verses of scripture. I hear that you at Assembly have been getting a taste of Lectio this summer with short passages of scripture read through twice during worship, and that you're also using a modified lectio approach with your noon psalm readings. There are many variations of lectio, but at heart, this way of praying is all about formation and transformation. Going slowly, letting it sink in, rather than the fast reading for information that most of us have been schooled in. Funk's book presents a way of working with a text over an extended time, living with it for weeks or even months, and using a text from scripture, or a text from creation, or a text from life experience. So over the next several months, I entered into an extended Lectio Divina on a grain of sand. And in some ways, now 2 years later, I'm still working with it. Lectio has four basic movements. They come in a certain order, but hold that loosely. Especially in an extended lectio, these movements flow in and out of each other, interweaving. So here's a glimpse of how they played out in my encounter with a grain of sand. So the first movement, pause, pay attention. So the first movement, pause, pay attention. Focus on a small thing, like a word or an image of a text, or something from nature, a grain of sand. What is here? I focus on a grain of sand on the tip of my finger. There isn't much to see. A tiny, bumpy, sand-colored bit looking pretty much like the other grains clinging to my fingertip. So I do a bit of study to better understand what I'm looking at. I learn that sand is defined by size, not material. Lake Michigan sand was ground out of rocks carried down from the north by the glaciers that dug out the Great Lakes, and 90% of those sand grains are quartz. Once again, I gaze at a grain of sand on my fingertip. And for a fleeting moment, I see it as its own unique self with its own story. Even though I can't know the details for this particular grain, it has a long history. It has its own unique journey to this moment in time. This grain of sand is. It has being. It has thisness. It is itself, not any other grain. This is my moment of encounter. Second movement, unfolding. Let your encounter with this small thing unfold. Play with all the richness of your senses and body awareness, memories that stir, faith, imagination, creative engagement with song, poetry, art. Some more glimpses. I learned that all the sand on the seashore is a common Old Testament metaphor for too many to count. I found William Blake's verse, "To see a world in a grain of sand and heaven in a wildflower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour." This took me back to earlier work I'd done with the writings of the 14th century mystic Julian of Norwich and her vision of God showing her all that is as a small thing, no bigger than a hazelnut in her hand, created, loved, and held by God. And in a serendipitous encounter, I discovered poet Denise Levertov had written a poem cycle about Julian, full of images and questions that resonated for me. I discovered a Pete Seeger lullaby, One Grain of Sand, written for his daughter. The title phrase repeats over and over, One grain of sand, one grain of sand, one grain of sand in all the world. And it goes on with other small things that make up a countless whole. One star in the sky, one drop of water in the sea, and one little you, one little me. And then there's the verse, I love you so, more than you can ever, ever, ever know. It's a lullaby that cradles a beloved child. I found myself holding paradox, the juxtaposition of one small thing and the immensities of time and space, vast numbers of stars, humans, grains of sand. How can this be? What does it mean to be a beloved child of God? I pondered, who are you, God? And who am I? And then, months after I had been working with this, I was given the gift of a moment of unexpected stillness and heart-centered encounter in the middle of a large gathering. In a sermon at MenoCon 2019, Megan Good spoke of breath and spirit, exploring God's gift of breath at creation and Jesus's gift of breath for his disciples. And she invited us to a few minutes of silence, breathing in the truth that we are beloved children of God, made of dust and borrowed breath. Dust and borrowed breath. Third movement, personal meaning. Study and the creative unfoldings are fascinating. But the intention of Lectio Divina is to open us to the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit. At some point, I begin asking, what does this mean to me? What are you inviting me to, God? One concrete invitation was to once again offer Inklings, a monthly group spiritual direction experience. And over this past year with that group, I continued to deepen my own understanding of Lectio. And because Funk's book devotes a major section to recognizing and dealing with afflictive thoughts, I began exploring the effects of afflictive thought patterns in my own life, and that work continues. I began making space for the fourth movement by setting aside time for silence most days. And then this spring, the phrase, we are made of dust and borrowed breath, took on added dimensions. First, COVID-19 left us breathless. And then George Floyd's gasp, I can't breathe, became a rallying protest call. Sometimes our texts are as small as a grain of sand. Sometimes they rise up from the headlines. Sometimes a text shimmers and uplifts our heart. Sometimes it creates tension and pierces our heart, breaking it open for transformation. Fourth movement, rest in God. With the fourth movement, we set aside all the words and images, all the insights and questions, invitations, calls to action. we rest in God. We practice the presence of God, resting in God, being cradled by God. We set aside words and images for a time, but I'm going to give you one more image. This Japanese fisherman's float usually sits on the desk in my prayer room near the little dish of sand. It's made of glass, which brings us back to sand. Glass is made from sand and lime and soda melted down in a hot furnace. Glass workers take a blob of molten glass on the end of a pipe, and then with careful, steady blowing, they create a glass ball with their breath. For years, Japanese fishermen used glass buoys like this to hold up their fishing nets. Sometimes these buoys broke loose and floated away, carried on ocean currents, till they came ashore, treasure to be found by a meditative beach walker. Each of us is a being created, loved, and held by God. Let the music and words of Pete Seeger's lullaby wash over you now. Imagine yourself as a glass float made of sand and borrowed breath. Whether the surface water is choppy or smooth, you're cradled by the currents of God's ocean of light and love. Take a few moments and rest.